Think of this next story as a lesson in the challenges of containing bird flu. That's a disease that worries health officials around the world, including in the United States. Some of the latest news is that there is a new outbreak in Vietnam. There had been no fresh reports of this illness for some time in Vietnam, but in the last month, 16 provinces have reported outbreaks among poultry, and for the first time since 2005, two human cases have been reported. NPR's Michael Sullivan has more.
It's harvest time in Ha Tây province, not far from Hanoi, and Nguyen Phan Duan's ducks are busy scouring the rice paddies near his farm looking for food. And they don't like interruptions. Nguyen has about 2,000 ducks, and most, he says, have been vaccinated against H5N1. Most, he says, but not all. Some of the ducklings haven't been vaccinated, he says, but I'm not worried about them because I know the man I got them from vaccinated their parents, so that's good enough for now, he says. This faulty logic or complacency may help explain the recent outbreaks of bird flu in the north. The Vietnamese government's recent decision to lift its 2-year-old ban on the hatching of ducks and geese may be another reason.
The ban, cessation of the ban, has led to a massive increase in hatching and production of waterfowl.
Jeff Gilbert is the avian flu point person at the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization office in Hanoi. Both the FAO and the World Health Organization supported the government's decision to lift the ban, worried that people would go on raising ducks and geese anyway, underground and unvaccinated. But the decision to lift the ban appears to have created a short-term problem.
The problem is that a lot of these ducks are arriving in the rice paddies having missed the spring campaign for vaccination because they weren't born when it started, and they arrive in the locality after the campaign has passed. So they are therefore susceptible, and then you get disease outbreaks such as we're seeing.
Gilbert says he's confident these latest outbreaks can be contained. And so is Hans Trudsen, who heads the Hanoi office of the World Health Organization.
I'm not more worried now than I was a year ago. I think the situation is quite similar, even if they are a bit different, that we see the first human cases in 1.5 years. My concern is rather the difficulties to really eliminate the virus. We know that this can't be done in 1 or 2 years. It's a much longer-term undertaking. But, of course, the more provinces we see affected, the more difficult it is to contain it.
The Vietnamese government this week pledged to step up its vaccination and surveillance campaigns in order to stamp out the latest outbreaks. Both the WHO's Hans Trudsen and the FAO's Jeff Gilbert say Vietnam has done a good job overall in containing avian influenza, but both urge Vietnam and its Southeast Asian neighbors to remain vigilant. Jeff Gilbert.
In the medium to long term, the issue here is that we have dangerously high densities of poultry in this whole region. Things aren't going to change. The ducks and poultry numbers aren't going to go away, and we just need to better control, because if it's not H5N1 in a few years, another influenza combination virus or something else could easily emerge.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.